We are live, or almost live, at the Level Star booth at the 2007 ATIA conference with Matt and Mark Mulcahy.
Oh, he didn't get out of it.
Yep, you're stuck.
He didn't sneak out quick enough.
The root canal's going to have to wait for tomorrow. And we've had several podcasts about the Icon and the exciting collaboration between Level Star and APH, and I thought maybe we could get you guys just to give us the, just act like we're a regular customer walking up. You know, we actually should have done this with the binary mics, but we are recording this on the Icon itself, and I think Mark might have mentioned in his last podcast there's a really neat feature in here so that when you get a clip of a recording, the unit actually vibrates, so you don't need to monitor with headphones or anything. But we're actually just using the internal mic right now in mono, and I think you'll find that this will be an excellent recording. But you want to just give us the we're a customer walking by kind of thing there, Mark?
Sure. So we're presenting the Icon Mobile Manager, which is a new PDA mobile manager device for the blind. It's a two-part design. The handheld device is available now for a price of $13.95. And the handheld device has a 30-gigabyte hard drive, which is a unique feature no other PDA has. And the Icon has built-in Wi-Fi, 802.11b Wi-Fi connectivity, as well as built-in Bluetooth. And as far as applications go, we have all the standard PDA fare. We have a word processor, a planner that can synchronize with Outlook. We've got a calculator. And then we've got integrated Bookshare support, which is unparalleled in the portable space. We allow you to directly download and unpack Bookshare books into the Icon and open them for reading, as well as automatically directly download and unpack Bookshare periodicals. And nobody else has that right now, and it's a great feature. We also have an RSS reader and podcatcher built in, which nobody else has. And we focused on the voice recorder, so we have, as Larry's demonstrating, we have a voice recorder, a built-in microphone, as well as an external stereo microphone jack. And that's really, that's a brief overview of what we have. And then the other part of the system is the docking stations, either Braille or QWERTY, which are not available yet. They're still in process. The Icon slides completely inside of the docking station to turn the Icon into more of a full-function note-taker. Gives you full-size QWERTY keys, extra battery life, an internet connection so you can plug into your office network, a dial-up modem, and a USB hosting client.
Better speakers, too.
Better speakers, yeah.
So the size of the docking station, I mean, that's more like a traditional note-taker than
More like a traditional note-taker, like a Braille Note or a Pac-Mate.
Yeah.
I think it's roughly 7 inches deep by 12 inches wide by about an inch and a half thick and back. That's roughly.
Okay. What about future plans for the device? Can you talk about that any?
Future plans, we have, we're working on, we've already integrated quad band GSM cell phone into the hardware. It's not available yet. We haven't got all the software done, as well as all the various partnerships and certifications we need to do. And then we're also working on a GPS solution.
And those will be extra cost items, right?
Yep.
And what's the time frame on those?
We haven't announced an ETA on the cell phone because we really don't know. We really haven't announced an ETA on either one of those because we just don't know at this point.
Yeah. What about prices?
On those additional features?
Yeah. Well, I guess you already mentioned the Icon price.
Yeah, it's $13.95, and then the docking stations, when they're available, are $3.95. And the early bird special has a $50 discount on the docking stations.
And the prices of the cell phone and
we haven't announced that yet.
Okay. Well, one question I've been getting is, if a person buys an icon and then later this cell phone comes out, can they upgrade their icon?
Yes, they can send it back to us and we can plug the cell phone in and send it back to them. And the same with GPS.
Okay. And do you know what GPS software you're going to be using?
We don't. We're still investigating options, talking to folks. So.
What about, can you talk about the sort of the more geeky stuff on this thing?
I forgot about all the fun geeky stuff. Well, it runs Linux, and we right now have console screen reader support. So SpeakUp is built in. You can get to a console. You can potentially run any command line application that you can build for the console on this device. And with thumb braille mode now, you can actually type in braille on the icon itself. You can actually go into the console and run command line programs and stuff all with just the handheld device. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we're also working. Mike's been doing all the work at APH on the developer site. So we've got some stuff coming there that's going to be interesting in documenting. And supporting developers writing third-party applications, which I think would be really cool.
I do too. Not only for the console, but for what do we call this environment?
Yep.
I mean, we should let people know that this isn't just because it's Linux. I mean, you don't have to know the command line. It's all menu-driven.
Yep.
You didn't even talk about the music player, did you?
Did I forget the music?
Man.
Wow. I must be getting tired. I told Matt I needed another latte. I'm running out of gas here. I think I can blame it on the jet lag. I don't know. Yeah, it has a music player that supports MP3 and Ogg Vorbis and Wave. And, with 30 gigs, you can get a lot of music in there. So.
And what about digital talking books, WMA, and all those kind of things?
We're working on Daisy 2 audio right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And 3, actually.
Yeah, 2 and 3 audio. And eventually we're hoping to get Audible support as well. I don't have an ETA. We found out this week that there are some Windows Media options, so we're starting to at least figure out what time frame we can get that integrated.
I've got to say, too, that the pace of development on this thing has been incredible. I mean, you look at software from a week ago on it, and it's, wow, there's a lot happened. You know? So that's really exciting to see all that.
I didn't mention the browser and the email program either. I mentioned the RSS reader, but we have a browser that's loosely based on Firefox, and an email program that's gives you basic email folder and filter support, and it supports POP3 and secure POP3 and secure SMTP. So, and multiple accounts. So.
Yeah. Should also mention too that it has, or did you, that it has a secure digital slot at the top for a SD card, a mini SD card.
Yep, mini SD slot. They come up into 2 gig sizes now, I think.
Yeah.
And we've got a stereo microphone jack, a regular standard stereo headphone jack, and a stereo headset jack. There are a few headsets now you can get that have the microphone as well as stereo audio. We support those.
And it does have stereo speakers on it.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if you've ever talked about this unique design with the headset and the speakers. So there's a switch on the side if you want to switch from the stereo speakers to hold it up to your ear like a phone. You can press the button.
It's one of the only products that I know of that gives you instant access to be able to control that. And I find it really useful when I'm out in public. And I carry this thing, obviously, with me everywhere. And I find that a lot of times if I'm looking up information or I don't want it to be, disturbing people or something, it's great to be able to just push that button, hold it up to your ear and, flip through your address book or whatever. So
it's kind of interesting, too, that you can actually operate the whole thing with one hand while you're holding it and your other hand up to your ear.
Yep.
It's a nice design. Yep. One thing, too, I've not talked about on the unit is the ergonomic design and the groupings of the keys on the front of it. So all the keys are different shapes and different spaces from each other. very easy to orient yourself to it and find what you need to do.
Yeah, essentially we spent a lot of time on the keypad trying to make it, you know, the keys compared to most other phones and stuff, they're huge. So we tried to make them real easy to find and to work with, and so they're all different shapes. So
okay. And as far as connectivity, besides the wireless, we've got USB, both client and host.
Right. And Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah, Bluetooth. What about, we probably shouldn't talk too much about Braille display support, but I know that's something that'll be coming in the next year or so, too. So.
Yeah, a lot of folks have been asking about Braille display support, and it looks like at least in the short term, you know, we'll be implementing it via Bluetooth somehow. So,
okay. Let's see. Anything else you want to tell us? You want to demo it or anything?
Well, I guess I should just say that the early bird special is quickly coming to close. So, get in on it now while you still can.
When's the closing?
We are probably looking to close in the next couple of weeks. We said, you know, end of January. I think it's probably going to be about 2 weeks from now. But at any rate, it's not going to run much longer. So, if you're interested in getting involved, you know, getting in on that, do it soon.
Okay.
I guess I should give our contact info probably.
Sure.
www.levelstar.com is the web address, or the phone number 1-800-315-2305.
Great. Thanks, Mark. And Matt did get out of it. He went and roped up a customer of all things.
I bet he went out and grabbed him.
I bet
they didn't actually walk up. I bet he went and got him.